Hi students, welcome to AAS e-content. I am B. Srinivas Rao, PGT Economics, AACS Riravadapata. This is a continuation of 10th class social science, economics chapter 1, development chapter, module 2. This module has 4 subdivisions, 1 public facilities, 2 human development report, 3 sustainability of development, and 4 examples of overuse of resources. So first let us begin with the public facilities. What are public facilities and what is the importance of these public facilities in development process? Generally, the facilities provided by the government in common to the public at no cost or low cost are called public facilities. In our day-to-day life, we use so many services, public services provided by the government. Like for example, education, schools and colleges, government schools and colleges, hospitals, health facilities, and public distribution system, rationing. All these things come under the list of public facilities. These facilities cannot be borne by the individuals separately. So everybody cannot have their own school or hospital. So these must be provided by the government only in common to the public. Money in your pocket cannot buy all goods and services that you need to live well. So income by itself is not a completely adequate indicator of material goods and services that citizens are able to use. For example, your money cannot buy a pollution-free environment or ensure that you get unaltered medicines. Okay, so money may also not be able to protect you from infectious diseases like corona unless the whole of your community takes preventive steps. Best example is the present current situation. The whole world is frightened or scared of the corona disease. So individually we cannot do anything to cure this, but it needs the help of the whole community. World community should work together to take the preventive steps. Actually, for many of the important things in life, the best way, also the cheapest way, is to provide these goods and services collectively. For example, in a locality, in a colony, collective security is better and cheaper than having personal security, that is every household individually. This is the benefit of what we call collective service. Similarly, government should open schools and colleges, set up hospitals, and provide education and health benefits to the community as a whole. Finally, public facilities play a significant role in the economic development process. Take the example of Kerala. Kerala has low infant mortality rate because it has adequate provision of basic health and education to its population. So this is all about the public facilities. And then come to human development report. What is this human development report and human development index? Over the past decade, health and education indicators have come to be widely used along with income as a measure of development. As we already discussed, income alone as a measure of development will not be sufficient to get the exact rate of development that is happening in the country. So along with income, some more indicators are also included in the recent times. They are health and education. The Human Development Report 2006, this is published by UNDP, compares countries based on the education levels of the people, that is the literacy rate, their health status, life expectancy, what is the average life of an individual, and personal income. These are the three basic indicators that are used by UNDP to publish this report. As per this report, India's HDI rank, Human Development Index rank, is 126 among the world countries. The Human Development Index, HDI, is a cumulative measure of overall development of the people of a country. Of course, we are lagging behind in case of Human Development Index. That's a different issue. And then come to sustainability of development, or what is sustainable development? No doubt the countries are developing in every field, but whether this rate of development will continue in future also, and what is the rate of exploitation of resources, these are the concerns of the academicians, scientists, and all the groups of people. Basically, sustainability of development is also known as sustainable development. Maintaining the same rate of development by sparing the resources for future generations is called sustainability of development. It means same level of development should be continued. At the same time, resources must be left for the future generations also. In other words, sustainable development can be defined as development that meets the need of the present generation without compromising the need of ability of future generations to meet their own needs. So sustainability of development is comparatively a new area of knowledge in which scientists, economists, philosophers, and other social scientists are working together. Since the second half of the 20th century, a number of scientists have been warning that the present type and levels of development are not sustainable. Means it will not continue. The reason is overuse of the resources. We have two types of resources, that is renewable and non-renewable resources. Okay. Examples of renewable resources like water and oil resources, and examples of non-renewable resources, what we call, are oil reserves and coal deposits. So the resources which can be replenished are known as renewable resources. The resources which will get exhausted after years of use are known as the non-renewable resources. And we have some examples here on overuse of the resources. Example of groundwater use in India and also exhaustion of oil resources all over the world. Let us see the first example, that is usage of groundwater in India. Recent evidence suggests that the groundwater is under serious threat of overuse in many parts of the country. About 300 districts have reported a water level decline of over 4 meters during the past 20 years in our country. Nearly one-third of the country is overusing their groundwater reserves. In another 25 years, 60% of the country would be doing the same if the present way of using this resource continues. Groundwater overuse is particularly found in the agriculturally prosperous regions of Punjab and Western UP, hard rock plateau areas of Central and South India, some coastal areas, and the rapidly growing urban settlements. This is about the overuse of the groundwater. And the second example is about exhaustion of natural resources. How many years the stock of crude oil will last if people continue to extract it at the present rate? The resource would last only 43 years more. This is for the world as a whole. However, different countries face different situations. Countries like India depend on importing oil from abroad because they do not have enough stocks of their own. If prices of oil increase, this becomes a burden for everyone. There are countries like USA which have low reserves and hence want to secure oil through military or economic power. The question of sustainability of development raises many fundamentally new issues about the nature and the process of development. So this is all about the first chapter in economics, that is development. This is the end of the e-content on first chapter. Thank you all.